Ascent Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents How to F Up Your Startup, the science behind why 90% of companies fail and how you can avoid it, by Kim Vitkare, narrated by L.J. Ganser. Publisher's note: in this audio edition, you will hear references to illustrations and sketches present in the print and ebook formats of the book. So, do you have an idea for a startup? Great! You're not alone, however, as 63% of 20-somethings either already own or want to start a business. Already have a startup off the ground? Congratulations! You are still not alone. In the U.S., 12,000 new companies are started each day, every day of the year. That equals 4,400,000 new companies annually, in case you don't want to do the math. You're venture-backed? Oh, wow, impressive. What is most likely to happen next? You are going to F up your startup. Yes, the most likely scenario from here is your startup will fail. It doesn't matter if you haven't founded it yet, if you've bootstrapped, or if you've already successfully pitched and received venture funding. This is the general rule of startups. They fail. 90% of startups fail. 67% of startups stall at some point in the venture capital process and fail to exit or raise follow-on funding. 97% of hardware startups die or become zombies. Are you perhaps dreaming of becoming a startup unicorn? The likelihood of that is less than 0.0001%. Best of luck. I sincerely doubt it will happen, and equally sincerely, of course, hope the best for you. But as you probably already know, hope is not a strategy. Startups suck. Launching a startup sounds sexy, but in reality, it sucks. The media enjoys portraying an entrepreneur with a hero narrative. But the rasping reality is building a startup is considerably closer to running a marathon through a minefield. It's hell on earth with things blowing up around you until you probably step in a mine yourself. It's an awful, tiring, and long struggle of constant stress, often on the edge of a mental breakdown. And I'm not exaggerating even a tiny bit. It takes a huge toll on your financial situation, your health, and your family. Even worse, an alarmingly large number of CEOs commit suicide when their companies crash. And we could end the story right here, but obviously, we won't. Instead, we will look at why 90% of companies fail and how you can avoid stepping on those mines while running your startup marathon. With my motivational speech out of the way, let's get started.